إلى
Log
الأرض
Talk
الغبار.
Radio.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي للصلاة، حي للصلاة، حي للصلاة، حي للصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, we thank you for your patience and for joining us today at our Juma. We're really grateful for any of you who could participate with us during these trying times. Allah is most merciful, and He is most gracious, and He is the one who blesses us to be able to do all of what we do because He has created us. We're going to go ahead and open up the Juma with the Khutbah al-Haja, and this is the authentic Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, whenever he opened up a khutbah. Let me make sure that I got all the settings right for the Juma. Stay on the line, please. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. The khutbah al-haja, and we say it in the Arabic and in the English, Alhamdulillah, says, Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. In the English translation, it says, Praise, all praise is to Allah. We seek His help and forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. There is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Holy Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. Again, dear beloved brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We thank Allah for giving us this guidance and this help, this way of life. We are so fortunate. Many people can't understand or won't believe that this is the only way out. This is the only way out for us, the straight way. That's what it's called, Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is the straight way for the believer. And stay on the line. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, please put your phone on mute. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. A lot of people won't believe that this is the only way out. It's called the straight way, the way that leads straight to Allah. And we say it's the way that leads straight to Allah, but it's the way that leads straight to everything that is good for us, everything that is useful for us, everything that will save us. You can't turn to people to help you. You can't turn to people to save you. No one can help you with anything unless Allah will for them to help you. And we know if we go all the way back to the first, to the beginning, there is Allah. And then Allah made everything else. Allah made the angels. Allah made the jinns. And then Allah decided at one point to make the human. Allah says, I'm going to make him, and I'm going to give him something of my own spirit. I'm going to make him and shape him with my own power, my own hands. And I'm going to breathe into him or give him something of my own spirit. And when I have done this, he's going to be so valuable. In other words, I'm paraphrasing, kind of paraphrasing, you know, adding to it so you will understand. Allah says, when I've done this, I want everything to bow down and show this wonderful creature, respect. Says in the Quran, obeisance. It's almost like worship. The only reason that we're giving this kind of honor to Adam is because Allah has given Adam quality, Allah's quality. You know, Allah had made the earth, he had made the heavens, but man was made out of the earth, but that gave him the nature, the natural, that gave him nature. I mean, in other words, man was like, he might as well have not been any more than a cat or a dog or a cow or something, because those things are made out of nature too. What made man so different is that Allah gave man his divine, gave man Allah's own divine knowledge, divine spirit, divine power with which to rule everything else. So Allah says, I want everything to show this creature respect. And everything in the creation bowed to Adam, Iblis. He was one of the jinn. And Allah says a lot of things about the jinn, but one of the things Allah says about the jinn is that the jinn is made of fire. Does it mean hot fire like on your stove or a match or something or campfire? It means Allah has given the jinn this emotional quality, this quality that could be akin to rage, akin to acting out, passion, power, gave him the intensity. And so the jinn, he was, you know, Allah made him way up there. This was the head jinn. This is the jinn that all the other jinns probably envy their own self. They might have wanted to be Iblis. But Iblis, he decided that he didn't want, he felt such a conceit. He felt such a arrogance. He felt such a self-importance that he said, I'm not going to bow down to this creature that you made of this other earth. You made him out of mud. You made him out of the same thing that the cows and dogs and chickens and all that, I'm just kind of putting my own phrase into it, but you know what I mean, nature. He's made of the earth. He's made of mud, stinky mud. I'm not going to bow to him because I'm like of the heavenly order. I'm of the highest order, in other words. And Allah says, not anymore, in so many words. He said, you are cursed. But he asked him first, why you don't want to bow down to this being that I have made with my own hand? And Satan says, because I'm better. I'm better than him. You made me from fire. You made me from this intensity. You made me from this intelligence. You made me from this ability that is above everything. And he says, so I'm not going to bow to him because he'll never be matched up with me. But Satan didn't know. Well, he started being called Satan after that. Iblis didn't know that what Allah had given Adam made Adam above all these other things, because Adam had Allah's own knowledge with which to live, to use on the whole creation. And Allah gave us rules to live by, brothers and sisters. Any being that doesn't want to obey what Allah says, any being that thinks he's more important than what Allah orders, any being that doesn't want to obey, any being that acts out and is arrogant, any being that thinks it can rule the earth instead of who Allah says he wants to rule the earth, meaning Adam, any being that thinks that he doesn't have to do what Allah gave Adam the ability to do, he's cursed. And that's Shaitan's problem. He's cursed, and Allah says he's always going to be cursed. A brother asked me today, he said, why is it? This man wasn't even Muslim. I don't know what his persuasion is. Maybe he's Christian. Maybe he's pagan. I don't know. Maybe he's an idolater. You know, worships anything, many things. But he said, why is it that the Jews find no refuge almost anywhere they go, and that they've all down through time always ended up being the enemy or being sought and, you know, attacked and all of that. And I said, the only one that can be treated like that is one who is related to the curse that has been put on Satan. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, the only way out, I don't know if I said that at the beginning of the khutbah or not, but the only way out for us is to follow what Allah has ordered for us, to obey Allah's rules, to stick to the good nature that Allah has made us out of, you know, the good earth. Stick to the good nature that Allah has made us out of and obey Allah. Follow the rules of the creation that Allah has given us to live as rulers over the creation. We are rulers over the creation. We are the human model. We are the human being that Allah has chosen to lead everything else in the creation. If you read the Holy Quran, you'll see these things that Allah says about us. Our whole identity is in the Holy Quran. All the information for our guidance is in the Holy Quran. All of what we need to do to put the fires out, the fires of hot passions, the fires of anger, the fire of hatred, the fire of jealousy, the fire of rage, the fire of stupidity, false knowledge. The only way to put that out is to obey what Allah has in the Holy Quran, is to obey what Allah has put in the Holy Quran. Allah says, La ya'tunika bi mathalin illa zi'naka bil haqqi wa asna tafsira. La ya'tunika bi mathalin illa zi'naka bil haqqi wa asna tafsira. Allah says that there is no question, no concern, no matter that exists. No question, no problem, no matter, no situation that exists, except that Allah has revealed the truth of it, the information about it, the reality of it. He has revealed the reality of it and the best way of explaining it. That's what the Quran says. That sounds like to me you're talking about all the answers. And that's what Allah has put in the Holy Quran for us, brothers and sisters. All the answers to any concern that's in the creation. And somebody might say, well, what about this high math problem? What about this high astronomical problem? Well, eventually, if it's the will of Allah, he'll show you those things. But those are things of the earth, things of the nature. But Allah has in the Holy Quran some of those things, but the most important matters in the Holy Quran are the unseen things, the divine things that belong to Allah, the questions that you will never get if you lived a billion years, the answers to which I'm saying, the question which if you lived a billion years, you'd never get the answer to, because all the answers belong to Allah. And we call him the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-hearing, the all-powerful, creator of everything that exists, the creator of it, the one who gives everything their form and their color and their shapes, the designer of everything that exists. That's who we follow, brothers and sisters. The designer of life, the designer of death. Brothers and sisters, don't be afraid of death. You know, a lot of Muslims I've talked to them, I said, don't be one of those people who just can't wait to find you a weapon, a physical weapon to fight with. Physical weapons are nothing compared to your physical weapons that you have or that you know about, guns and bullets and rockets and mortars and all those things. That's nothing compared to what the children of Satan has, because they have spent thousands of years designing everything that is destructive. They have spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of years designing everything that will destroy mankind. And they got a lot of them. The only thing they cannot design and will never design is the verses in the Holy Quran. Allah says they will never make even one verse like the verses that he's put in the Holy Quran. So Allah has the real answers, and he's willing to give them to you and I. But we have to live in that Quran. We have to study that Quran. We have to believe in Allah. We have to strongly and sincerely believe in Allah. We have to make our prayers 5 times a day. We have to believe that Allah has sent a human being that carries the answers, lived the answers out for us, right in front of other people who lived before us, and they were his friends, his family, his companions, and they saw how he was. They saw how he lived the Holy Quran. We have to want that kind of life. Then we have to do what he did. His name is Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. We have to do what he did and pray 5 times a day sincerely to Allah and ask Allah to show us the answers, show us the light. Allah says that he has put in this Quran every kind of example. Allah says in the Holy Quran that he has put his signs everywhere. His signs are everywhere. If you're clean enough, if you're pure enough, if you obey Allah, if you obey him and ask him, Quran says, if you want to ask or beg, ask Allah. If we be like that, then Allah will gradually show us things. Gradually show us things. We will see better and farther and more in depth. We'll have insight. We will see farther, more in depth. We'll have more patience than anybody else walking the earth, like our prophet did, Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, Allah's prophet that he sent to us to give us and show us how to live the guidance that Allah has sent for all human beings. He's a prophet for men and jinn. So everybody who follows every mankind, human and jinn, if we follow what Allah has revealed, Allah will lead us out of the misery of the life of the world. Allah says he sent his signs and put his signs everywhere. And he says that Quran, which is the major sign for us, the book of light, the book of information, the book of guidance, the book of help, the book of healing. It says in the Quran, it says, Shifa'un. Let me see how you say it. وَنَنَزِلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَشِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ وَمُؤْمِنِينَ. That it is a book that has been sent down. Allah says we sent that down to be a book that is made of healing and then made of mercy, guidance for those who believe. Everything we need to know is in the Holy Quran. So when the devils jump up and the children of the devil jump up talking about, we're going to kill you, we're going to wipe out the whole Muslim community, we're going to wipe out your information and all that, don't be fooled by that foolishness. And you should just laugh. You should just laugh. They are so vain and so arrogant. And they'll say, don't talk about me, don't laugh at me, don't make fun of my name. You're doing it. They'll give us a guilt complex that every time we say something about them, I'll say, why is this criminal doing this? Why is this wicked criminal doing all these evils in the land? Well, what else can you be if you're called by prophets like Isa, alayhi salam, Jesus? If you're called by Jesus that, and he says that you're a child of the devil, that you're a child of Satan, do you know in the book of John, I think it's chapter 11, verse 30. I think it's chapter 11, verse 30, but it's in the book of John for sure, that when Jesus said, I have been sent by Almighty God, I have been sent from heaven with a message for you, the wicked ones, the children of Satan, started picking up rocks and stones. We're gonna wipe him out because we don't want you. They don't respect Jesus as a messenger of Almighty God. A non-Muslim asked me yesterday, if the children of the devil don't respect Jesus, you Muslims respect Jesus. I heard you Muslims respect Jesus. I said, that's right. I said, he's a Muslim. He's one of us. He's one of the people that Allah made to give guidance, bring Allah's guidance to mankind. But when he came to the people, his own people, they call themselves the Jews. They once called him the king of the Jews, but they were making fun of him, because the Jews didn't accept him. Jesus said, there's another, I believe it's John 8:44. I hope you're writing this down so you can look it up. If you look in the dictionary, you'll see where the Jews don't respect Jesus. They said he's not holy. They said he didn't come from God. He has no regard or respect among us. That's what they said about Jesus, the prophet, peace be upon him, who's also called Kalimatullah, the word of Allah. Kalimatullah, the word of Allah. That's what Jesus is called. Now, if we don't want to respect Jesus, we got a problem. Did Jesus say you're the child of the devil? If I don't want to respect what Jesus says, something wrong with me. How can all these Christians, unfortunately, their religion has been hijacked. All these Christians who have all these Bibles, you can't go to a hotel or almost any place without finding a Bible on the desk or in the drawer. How can they have that information where Jesus is reported to have said in that Bible, King James Version, I don't care, International, any one of the different translations of the Bible, that Jesus said that the Jews are the children of the devil and you don't obey it or respect it? What's wrong with you? Who tricked you as a Christian into thinking that Jesus is incorrect, but that the Jews are correct? They say they don't accept Jesus, but they want you to respect them. And if you don't respect them in the way they want you to respect them, they start talking bad about you and say you're anti-Semitic. I'm here to tell you that Jesus was a Semite too. And if they don't respect Jesus, then they're anti-Semitic, and they're more anti-Semitic than if somebody said something bad about the multitude of the Jews. They are more anti-Semitic if they talk bad about Jesus, if they talk bad about any of the prophets that came to them. And Almighty God says in the Holy Quran that he sent them many, many, many prophets. But because of their disobedience, because of their arrogance, because of their rebellion, because of their willingness to change scripture and change words from their lawful and righteous places, right places, they were cursed. But that's nothing new. Allah put a curse on Satan. They follow Satan, and they follow Satan so sincerely and so much that Jesus, by the time he got to them, and he said this over 2,000 years ago, he said, they're the children of the devil. They're the children of Satan. That's what he said. He said, they're snakes, they're vipers, they're cursed. That's what Jesus said. And they said, let's get some rocks and stone him to death. I hope you are getting down what we're talking about today, because this is no laughing matter. And brothers and sisters, I do not hate Jews. I'm not one of these people that'll pick up a gun or a knife or even say bad things about them. No. Allah says in the Holy Quran now that because of their rebellion, that those who are worthy of cursing can curse them. He said, angels, people, the whole world can curse them because of their obstinate rebellion and flight from truth, escape from truth, their unwillingness to accept truth and obey truth. Jesus said, all he told them was things like, know you the truth, and the truth will set you free. Don't you want to be free from the slavery that you're suffering here in Rome? This is what Jesus said to them 2,000 years ago. He said, man, we don't want to hear what you got to say. We don't want to hear it. And so the chief rabbis and the chief scribes, Sadducees, and all these different high muckamucks among the Jews. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, he had given them so much knowledge. He said, I want the learned elders. So I want the rabbis and the doctors of law, the learned ones. So I want the smart people warn the people about doing wrong things and saying wrong things. Why won't the leaders of the Jews warn the people about doing bad things? Because by the time Jesus came along, all the leadership among them were deeply immersed in doing all kinds of criminal activity. Yeah, they were lovers of wealth, hiding wealth, burying wealth, hoarding wealth, loving wealth. I'm not here to say bad things about them. These are the things that they do. I don't behave like that. You don't behave like that. Nobody in their right mind behaves like that, where they order gambling for society. You look in to see where the drugs are. They're behind the drugs. You see where all the crooked politicians and crooked leadership, the things that they lead man to do, forbidden things that they lead man to do, they're always in the middle of it and behind it. Scripture says they're the children of the devil. I'm not saying bad things about them. I'm telling you what Allah says about them, that they're cursed, that they're evil ones. And if they gather up everybody and kill us all, we're going to Allah. Where are they going? They're going to hell, which they're already in. Can't you see their mask slipping? And the same behavior that they say the Nazis had, the same behavior that the Hitler people had, the same behavior that they want the whole world to feel sorry for them about, they're now doing it their own self to everybody else. Squeeze those Palestinians out of the land they were in, squeeze them into the little enclaves, squeeze them into a little, what they call them, strips, the little area for a lot of people to live in, that little area, starving, controlling all the work so they can't work. And now you see it on TV. They're controlling the food, the water. That's like, you know, everybody's got renegades. The Hamas renegades and others come in and throw rocks at the Israelis and the Jews and talk about how much they hate them and everything. And you say, hey, don't do that. If you really hate them, then prepare yourself to be a better person. Stop partying. Stop being drunk in your political and ideological ways. Wake up and be mature. Stop being little kids to a giant, a vicious giant that you already know is wicked, been wicked for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. You throw rocks at him, what are you going to throw back at you? And now you see it. Throw rocks at them. Throw rockets at them. And they throw back darn near atomic bombs, bombs that, you know, 500,000-pound bombs that blow up one bomb blew up a whole housing complex, skyscraper buildings, 8 floors, 10 floors, 12 floors. One bomb blew up the whole thing. You're playing with some military, wicked military fire. I don't hate the Jews. I think they're super smart. But without morality, your intelligence is going to do the same thing it did for your father, the devil. He was super smart. He was a heavenly, he was kicked out of the presence of Almighty God. He was a heavenly being. Not an angel, you know, many of the Christians say he was an angel, but he was a great force. Allah had made him a great force, made of fire, power, enthusiasm, aggression, all kinds of abilities. Same thing's going to happen to you if you think you're so smart that you can outsmart Allah, or think you're so smart you don't have to obey Allah. You're going to go down. So if they blow up all the people over there, blow up the whole world, they can't stop Allah's power, Allah's will. Allah says he's going to end the earth anyway. He's going to end the creation anyway. He said, don't you understand? It's right in the Holy Quran. Don't you understand that he has the power to destroy this creation and bring in a whole brand new creation? And Allah says, you can't even understand what he's saying. Read that in the Quran, see. Allah says he has the power to bring in a whole new creation, but you can't understand. You won't understand it. And most people don't believe that. They think this is the only thing going on. And the children of Israel think this is the only thing going on, too. That's why they're so aggressive at keeping that. Because Allah has forced Shaitan to live in this realm, gave him dominion over the people that will not obey Allah. And Shaitan will wear you out. Drugs, alcohol, abortion, homosexuality, where all this stuff come from? It comes from the voice of the devil, the ability of the devil to communicate information to you. That's a voice, brothers and sisters. The ability of the children of Israel, the ability of the children of the devil to communicate their thinking to you and make you act a fool. Allah says to Satan, go your way. But any that follow you, I will fill hell. Hell, you will have a hellish life. Attack them with your infantry. But any that follow you, you will have a hellish life. Allah says, only ones that you won't get. Ila ibadaka minhum muklasin. You will not get those who are sincere and purified. Those who really believe in me. This is Allah speaking. He said, you won't get the ones that really believe in him and those who keep purifying themselves, who keep believing the reality of what I have revealed and what I have commanded for them, the guidance I've given them. Those who are sincere and those who are purified. They're not immersed in the corruption of the society. They're not listening to you, Shaitan. They're not listening to you when I told them don't gamble and you told them to gamble. My servants won't gamble. That's what Allah says. When you give them guidance and tell them that you got the right guidance, my servants won't follow you because I have prescribed for them what is the right guidance in the scripture. Especially we talk in the Holy Quran. And there's a lot in the Bible that can help you. But the Holy Quran has all the right answers in it, all the real answers in it, the real reality. Attributes of the Quran is a book that makes things clear. It's the book that has all the real realities in it. It's called the book that is Mubin. Clear answers. It's a book that it needs no correctness because it is correct. It was correct in the beginning. Guidance for the believers. No doubt in it. No suspicion, no worry, no nothing. Give yourself to the Holy Quran. If you want to psychologically, morally, mentally, and spiritually survive economically and all other kind of ways, survive this society. Don't you see how all the children of Satan are so smart, so intelligent, that they have pulled all the known world, just about the whole known world, into their corner. Allah says, pull them into your sway. Sway them all. Trick them all. Lie to them. Deceive them. Trick them. And make them all follow you. But you're going to hell. And Allah says, in the last days, the last time, in the end, the people will turn back to the children of Israel and say, they'll turn back to the children of the devil and say, why have you misled us like this? It was you that misled us and made us become ungrateful to Allah because Satan, their father, said his main aim is to make us ungrateful for Allah's favor, to make us start killing our children with abortion, to make us drink and smoke and be on drugs, to make us disobey. And that's how we get on these bad things, by saying, oh, maybe Allah won't punish me for doing this. Maybe the fun I'm getting out of this is worth more than listening to Allah and having a salvation that I can't even imagine exists. Brothers and sisters, there's so many things I want to say. They're all trying to come out my head at the same time and out my mouth at the same time. So pardon me, but I'm very excited about being a Muslim, a believer. I don't care about no death. Everybody's going to die. If you was an old bum and murderer or syndicate, mafia, cartel, bringing dope across the border right now, you're still going to die. And you're going to die a horrible death because of the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that death and the Quran, death will come to them from every direction. And it says that death will be a terror, horrible. Can't see when a person's dying, what the angel of death is saying to them or what he's doing. But the prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said the angel of death rips out the soul of the unbeliever. but gently draws out the soul of the believer. So we keep up our prayers. We believe in Allah. We keep up our prayers 5 times a day. If you miss a prayer, ask Allah to forgive you. Try to make it up. Give in charity. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, charity destroys sin. Giving in charity, sadaqah, destroys sin, like water puts out fire. Take care of the orphan. Help somebody who is an orphan. Help the widow. There's so many benefits for helping the orphan. You need to read these things. There's people who are not eating, brothers and sisters. You got to help. One of the requirements of us getting into paradise is feeding the hungry. Orphans, widows, people who are too weak to help themselves, medical problems, and they don't eat a regular meal or a good meal or a nutritious meal. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said, you're not a good Muslim if you eat your fill while your neighbors are hungry. You're not a good Muslim if you're eating good and your neighbors are hungry. We got to wake up as believers and do all the good we can. Allah tells us in the Quran, die in a state of obedience to Allah, submission to Allah. So don't die in a state of unbelief. Those whose souls the angels take in a state of faith and belief and a submission to Allah, the angels gently draw them out of their bodies. Be unto you. Angels pray for you right now. Everybody in the whole wide world knows we got guardian angels. Allah says he wants to, he can add thousands to that number as he wills. You can't see him. Don't believe the stories of you can persuade angels. Allah said in the Quran that they never fail in their duty. I hope you'll pass this information around to other believers, because this is the thing that holds us together. This is the matter, the material, the glue that holds us together as Muslims. Number one is it holds you to Allah, brings you closer to Allah, brings you nearer to Allah. This is how you get saved, brothers and sisters. So we give in charity. Muslims are charitable people, honest people. The Prophet ﷺ said even a smile is a charity. To respect people and to encourage them. That's what the smile is talking about. It's not talking about our women going and smiling at men in the streets. Problem now with that. Because the society calls them. Come and be with us. Oh, I want to marry somebody. I don't want to be with no Muslim. What I need you for? You need the Muslim man to lead you in faith. That's one of his primary jobs. That's his main job towards his family. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu said, I am the best among you to my wife. I am the best among you to my family. Yes. So we give in charity. We talk right. We learn the Quran. The Quran told that one learned man is harder, one learned person, male or female, is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. People praying and they don't even know what the Quran means or don't know what they're saying in their prayers. That's still excellent. You still, even if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you still can get into paradise. But a learned man is harder on the devil. The devil won't even try you when he know you got a certain level of learning. You study in the Quran, Allah says that the angels are listening and guarding you while you're reading the Quran, and that the devils go past your house. Satan runs away from your house. He goes past your house when he hears the Quran being recited, or you live in the Quran in your heart and your mind and your soul, brothers and sisters. Allah says that you are the best people evolved or brought about or raised up for the benefit of mankind. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. That you are the best of people evolved or made or fashioned, brought forth for the benefit of mankind, of the whole earth, inviting to all that is good and forbidding what is evil and believing in Allah. If the children of Israel was like that, they would be saved. I invite them to come back and be Muslims. They refused Jesus. They refused Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and peace be upon both of them. But I invite them. You should invite them. Say, hey, you children of Israel, don't y'all want to be Muslims? Allah says he'll give a blessing to everybody who holds on to their book. But Allah says most of them are perverted transgressors. Most of them are perverted transgressors. So you're doing them a favor by being a Muslim in front of them and inviting them to come back to their right mind. So you should leave your father the devil. Don't tell them that. That sounds insulting. But they should leave their father the devil and come back to their righteousness and become people who are forgiving, become people who overlook, become a sharing people, a charitable people. How are you sharing with the and being charitable to the Palestinians when you're choking them off? You got land and you want more land. You really want to make them so desperate. So desperate that they're renegades. That their renegades use that leverage on the rest of the people, and they all start wanting to attack you all the time, even if they only can throw rocks at you. I hope this makes sense. You deprive your neighbors so much, so bad, that he starts saying, you the devil, and I hate you. I hate life. And he starts hating life. When he don't love life no more, he'll do anything. And you already know that because they're the devil. The devil know that. The children of the devil know that if they make you so desperate that you can't stand life no more, you'll start acting out. That's why people commit suicide. And I'm telling you, it's suicide to attack this military weapons that those people have. They got atomic weapons over there, and they won't hesitate to blow up half of their country, half of their environment, to wipe out their enemies. They love watching you suffer. They love watching you suffer. That's why it's been since 1947, 1948 that the Palestinians have been over there suffering. That's a lot of years, brothers and sisters. That's a lot of years. Is that 75 years? That's a lot of years that they've been over there suffering, living in those little holes. Compared to the Israelis, compare what the Palestinians have to what they got over in Israel. You know, they're going to continue to act like that. The children of Israel have been acting this way under every prophet that Allah sent them, just about, for thousands of years now. Thousands of years. We used to have a leader called Elijah Muhammad. He's talking about the 6,000-year rule of the devil. The 6,000-year rule of the devil. But people can clearly see if they really look with eyes and look with their heart at, do you want to be treated like a human being? Would you rather act like a human being or act like a devil? If their heart tell them, I'd rather act like a human being, you'll see the face of Satan straight out there like a vampire looking for anything to eat up. I think the Bible scriptures, they asked the devil, where is he going? He said, I'm going to and fro to eat up everything I can, to devour, eat up whatever I can. So don't be surprised that they put the homosexual and the 65-looking thing on TV and tell you that that's cool or that's normal. That actually comes out of nature when they're lying. You know that doesn't come out of nature. You know that killing your own children that Allah gives you to add up to your population, killing it is not natural. You know that. They make you have reasons why you can kill your kid. Oh, it'll mess up my shape. Oh, I don't want no more kids. Oh, I don't like him. Oh, I was hoeing around, and then now I don't want this baby. I don't like to talk things like that, but I'm just telling you, this is what people really are thinking in their heads. And so they run, they got the whole politics spending weeks and years arguing over stuff that's nothing but common sense. Because the music industry, the motion picture industry has made up stories, tales, fables, cartoons, and all of that and make a woman look like she don't want nothing but a man. Make the man be so lustful, horny, so lustful, that they both have been living like this in societies for hundreds of years, but especially in America, where they got the movie industry and all of that. Stay on the line, don't it? Your phone is on mute, please. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. So the society is so lustful now, it's red hot. Satan says he's made of fire. He wants to heat us up so that it's red hot and people can't control their passions. They can't control their ways. They can't control their minds. So people are going crazy. They're killing themselves. They're on drugs. They're on cigarettes. They're on tobacco products, little kids. They're carrying guns and knives, and they're going berserk. They're running up in the store and stealing what they want. They've lost their work ethic, and they've lost the sense of pride for doing something natural and normal, and so they just act out all the time, any kind of way they can. They can't speak decent, honorable, sensible, intelligent, logical language that adds up to anything. Just rebellion, rebellion, rebellion. All that can be found in the TV shows and the movies of the United States and other European countries, any country that the children of Israel can put a media industry in it. The news, lies and lies and lies about people. You can be just as honest and nice, but they say on TV that you're a devil, or they say on TV that you're a criminal, everybody's going to believe the TV. This is the thing Allah said in the Holy Quran. This is the thing that they do. He says I forget the exact how the verse goes, but it says that they blow with their mouth. They want to blow out the light of Allah by blowing with their mouth. They want to blow out the truth. They want to blow out the illumination. They want to blow out the good sense. They want to destroy the common sense. They want to destroy the decency. They want to destroy all of the manners, good manners. They want to destroy that by lying on people and manipulating people and misguiding people. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Quran says it. You can't control yourself. Fasting helps you. Fasting helps you control your appetites. Don't we control our appetites with the Ramadan? We got to shut those appetites down, many of which are good appetites. But we don't eat nothing. We don't drink anything in order to control our ability to handle our appetites. We're not with our wife or husband in Ramadan for the married people, because we want to control our appetites, even the sexual appetite, which is the strongest, one of the strongest, self-preservation to preserve the future, procreation to bring about new people. We got to control that too during Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, our teaching, nobody teaches like us. This is the most comprehensive religion on the planet. Nobody thinks like us. We're the Muslim people. Nobody will ever be able to think like us, because we're thinking with Allah's own words, the good knowledge, the wholesomeness, the purity, the decency that Allah brings about and causes the Quran to bring about in us by studying it and giving ourselves to that life, to what Allah says we should be and what our identity is. This is how we defeat Satan. He ain't about nothing. He said, oh, don't you know, I'm like a Dracula. I'm like a wolf, man. I'm like a demon. I'll come and get you. That's why they got all those movies to try to unnerve you, scare you, so that you won't be a solid emotional creature. He wants you to be a nervous wreck where you can't think for a minute any kind of good ideas. Allah tells you in the Quran there's no unnerving in the Quran, no doubt in the Quran, no suspicion in the Quran, no lies, no falsehood. And it says, "La yatumnika bimathalin illa naka bilhaqi wa asna tafsira." That all the answers are in the Quran, and it tells you that that no falsehood can even approach it. "La yatihi albatilu min bayni yadayhi wa la min khawfi." Falsehood can't even approach it. But all the answers are inside the Quran. You got to get in there too. Falsehood can't come and get you. It can't even approach the divine truth that Allah has put in the Quran. You need to fill your head with that. Even when you don't feel like it, just open up the Quran and read a few verses. Then, inshallah, the next day, you feel like reading a few verses more or a few verses more. And the next thing you know, you go like, I just saw this happen, or this was the answer to what I was looking for. Allah is going to help you. Allah, one of his attributes is the guide. The guide to what is not only the guide for your mind, guidance, but also the guide to the right way. Allah is going to show you in your mind the thing you should be thinking, the thing you should be doing, the thing you should be feeling and seeing. And he's got all the guidelines that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, lived by to show you how a human being should be behaving in his life, in his family life, in his community life, in the life of the world, in his spirit and attitude towards his Lord, the Creator, Allah. We're going to go into the second part. It's going to be very short. And then we're going to end the Jummah. May Allah bless each and every one of us. We appreciate you tuning in. And we hope that you will spread this, email it to somebody. If you're sitting on a locker, the worst person is the one who hoards knowledge, hides knowledge. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-kharam rasaleem Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah. Ameen. So I was saying that Quran says that the worst people are the ones who change words from their right places, who lie about reality, who lie about history, who lie about things to upset matters for other people. You should be attacking Shaitan all the time. You should be straightening out things, straightening out every day, straightening out matters for your friends and family members by telling them about the Holy Quran. See, that's why I became a Muslim. I must say that 50 times a day, at least 20. That's why I became a Muslim, because such and such and such. They see what's going on in the world. They know how uncomfortable it is. And tell them, well, that's why I became a Muslim, because I don't want to feel bad. That's why I became a Muslim, because I know a man is not a woman. I know a woman is not a man. That's why I became a Muslim, because I'm not going to live like these people live. That's why I became a Muslim, because I'm not going to be taking no drugs. I'm not going to pretend that my neighbor next door is not kin to the cartels across that border that's bringing drugs into our community and bringing drugs among our people to wipe us out so they can get all the benefits that we're supposed to be getting as a citizen of this country. Don't be ashamed, brothers and sisters, to talk right. Don't be ashamed to put your clothes on halal, dress halal food, eat decently, dress decently. The sisters should go out with other sisters or go out with protection, their brother, their father, their son. Don't be ashamed to be a Muslim. And if somebody jumps you, try your best to break their neck. Try your best to hurt them real bad if they jump you. But don't go out there bothering people and talking crazy and inviting attacks. Don't be a renegade. Allah says he don't like renegades and rebels. That's what Shaitan is called, a renegade, enemy against his Lord. Yes. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to go now. But there's many, many things that we need to be talking about. Quran, because no one can tell you anything better than Allah. The truth of all creation is available to you in the Holy Quran. The things of the most important, the things of the greatest matter are in the Holy Quran. Fast during the month of Ramadan, make the Hajj, pilgrimage to Mecca, but you got to make a personal Hajj each and every day by navigating your way through a society where everywhere you look, and with your eyes and everything you hear with your ears, is corruption, falsehood, liars, cursers, swindlers, who are happy to go to prison and brag about they spent time in prison. I had a brother one time told me don't talk bad about people that's been in jail. I wasn't talking bad about the people that been in jail. I'm telling people you don't, Muslims shouldn't be spending no time in no prison. If you study the truth and value your life, you won't be going anywhere near crime and corruption, falsehood. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Inna allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. For you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute of respect. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim salamin alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. And that means, oh Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you exalted Abraham and his family, and oh Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family, and follow surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansilna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Our Lord, plant our feet firmly. Forgive us our sins and anything that we might have done, transgressed our duty. Plant our feet firmly and give us strength against those who reject faith and stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Amen. Salat. Stand to the prayer call, the prayer. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadar Rasulullah. Astow, that means make your line straight. This is the Filatul Juma. We're going to do two rakas, and we're praying only to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmani Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka Nabudu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That's the standard prayer in the Iqamah, which we call before we make the Jumu'ah prayer. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmani Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim. Sirata al-Ladhina An'amta 'alayhim. وعلى معذوب عليهم من الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لا في خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات تواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنحون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله. الله أكبر. تكبير. الله أكبر. تكبير. الله أكبر. And تكبير means to say الله أكبر. Say it loudly, strongly, and sincerely. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of you. And bless you to keep your spirit up. Stay motivated. Don't be afraid. Because when these people say, you better not be no Muslim. You were born a Muslim. How are you going to run from your real self? So don't let these people frighten you in this dark territory over here that they think is enlightened. There is no light if Allah doesn't give it. If they're not worshiping and respecting Allah, then they don't get light. So we'll talk to you soon, inshallah. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.